This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, spring obviously here, but already we are thinking about summer, looking ahead. The Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley getting ready for summer camp. Stacy Crowe is a board chair for the club. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what's going on this summer.
Everything. All things. The club has really done a wonderful job setting up our summer camps and get them going early this year, or get the information out early. The clubs are always in the summer. So I would like to introduce Kendra Wilson, who knows way more about this than I do as far as the camps go. But I've also got one other thing I want to bring up, is that we, believe it or not, have been in the Umpqua Valley for 25 years.
Wow.
So, we've been serving kids for 25 years. So we'll be celebrating that in October. More information to come, because Kyle will have me back, right?
There you go.
Okay.
So, all right, Kendra, what's your role at Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, so I'm the director of operations, and part of that is just making sure that we're offering amazing programs for families here in Roseburg and surrounding areas. One of those is our summer camp program. So if you have a kiddo entering first through 12th grade, send them down to the club for the summer. We have summer camps starting as early
as... For the whole summer?
The whole summer. Summer camps start June 15th and go through August 21st. And kiddos can come to the club as early as 7:30 in the morning, and if they have a yearly membership, stay as long as 5:30 in the evening. So all day, kiddos can hang out with us, keeping minds and bodies active all summer long.
But you do have to pick them up at night.
You do. We would prefer that they would go home.
The whole summer, and I could just hear some expected...
Slumber party at the club, right?
Yeah, we'll see you in
August.
Sometimes
we'll do that, but this summer, it's just during the day, having fun with us and get to hang out with... home
so
in the evening.
What kinds of things do you have the kids doing during these camps? And are they set up to where you're kind of registering for a week at a time, or how's that work?
Correct. Each week is theme-based. So there are STEAM camps for elementary and teens, and then we have some sports camps for middle elementary and a few for teens. And each week you pick the theme that you would like, and then kids work on either building a skill or, you know, building some knowledge around that particular theme. And it's just by the week. So some fun ones that I would recommend for, say, STEAM kids for elementary, there's Kingdom of Critters. So learning all about the animal kingdom and having some fun with animals, maybe some guest visitors. For the teens, they love cooking. One of the great ones is Umpqua Eats, where local teens visit farms around and farm stands, and then they learn how to cook fresh veggies from stuff and foods from here in the Umpqua Valley. And for sports camps, the favorite is Summer Vibes, ending the summer, where it's a mix of hanging out at UCC and then having a glow party at the club.
So you really got a mix of things there. What's the age range?
So kiddos entering first through 12th grade can enjoy summer camps with us.
So do you have, like, during the day, I mean, are the kids all together, or are you kind of segmented off, or does it vary?
Yeah, they break into groups so they can rotate around and have a great experience with smaller groups. And then at noon for the clubhouse, it's just like our regular after-school club, but just in the summer, and it can enjoy activities based on age groups as well.
So how do parents get signed up?
They can come down to the Boys and Girls Club and talk to our membership services about membership. They can also check out our website. All the information is available there. And brand new, we have online registration for just clubhouse membership. Summer is coming, so if you'd like to hear about summer, you can welcome to stop by or visit our website.
All right, and probably registering sooner rather than later would be a
camps,
good idea.
Yes, camps are first come, first serve, so there's still room in all of the camps, but they will be filling quickly. So we are out with registration about a month early, so some families might not know that registration is open. So yes, come down as soon as you can and get your spots.
Now, if somebody has questions, where can they call for more information?
Call our office at 541-440-9505.
All right. And Stacy, anything else you want to mention before we head out of the segment?
I believe the summer camps are available to all kiddos, not just club member kiddos. So I just make that clear. You don't have to be a Boys and Girls Club member to sign up for the summer camps. So we want to help all kiddos
all right.
and keep them busy.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for coming in. 8:36 at the Morning Report.